Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Mexico. Practitioners held activities July 15th through the 29th to introduce Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, to the public. 27 years ago, the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, launched its nationwide persecution on July 20th, which resulted in millions of Chinese citizens becoming victimized overnight. For refusing to renounce their faith, practitioners have since been subjected to police harassment, slanderous propaganda, illegal arrests, torture, and murder. Governments around the world have also acknowledged that the crime of forced organ harvesting from practitioners is taking place in China, where organs are extracted from living practitioners and sold. Mexican practitioners wanted to raise awareness of the ongoing atrocities taking place in China and to show the public what Falun Dafa is, so they presented informational events at well-chosen spots in the country. They were also invited to present Falun Gong at an intercultural discussion titled Bridges of Wisdom, Dialogue on the Universal Values That Unite Humanity in the state of Tamaulipas. Practitioners were also offered 3 consecutive weeks of air time at SICOM Radio, a part of the Puebla's state government's network of stations. When the interviews ended, people called the radio station to request information about the practice sites.
The USA. Practitioners in New York City participated in the National Night Out Against Crime that took place in Manhattan on August 4th. Families gathered for this annual community-building campaign held in Manhattan's Lower East Side. The Falun Dafa practitioners demonstrated the exercises and gave taiko drum and traditional Chinese string instrument performances. Many people talked with practitioners, read the information, and asked questions to learn more about Falun Dafa and the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Launched in 1984, National Night Out is an annual community event in the United States designed to strengthen ties between residents and first responders, to foster neighborly cooperation, and the building of safe, harmonious communities. The event was organized by the New York City Police Department's 7th Precinct, which is primarily responsible for law enforcement in New York City's Chinatown. On the same day, the NYPD hosted similar community events at more than 70 locations across the city's 5 boroughs.
Israel. On July 20th, a group of people stood in front of the Chinese embassy in Tel Aviv in silent protest. These peaceful protesters were Israeli Falun Dafa practitioners who hold similar protests in front of the embassy in July every year to mark the anniversary of the persecution of their faith that began in 1999. Later, a candlelight vigil to commemorate practitioners who died from the persecution was held. 6 Israeli public figures, academics, and religious leaders, along with many passersby, expressed support.
Bulgaria. The Art of Zhen Shan Ren International Exhibition was held in the Bulgarian cities of Smolyan and Shepeler from May 19th to June 30th. In Smolyan, 22 paintings were on display at the Municipal Cultural and Educational Center, which is also home to its planetarium, one of the city's main cultural attractions. In Shepeler, 21 paintings were on view in the lobby of the Model Community Center. Hundreds of visitors viewed the paintings, and some said they saw peace, hope, and a chance to reconnect with their own inner divinity within the art.
Australia. The Luminous Lantern Parade took place in the city of Brisbane on July 31st. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in order to introduce the practice. A flagship event of the Queensland Multicultural Month, the popular parade takes place at South Bank Parklands. Many residents and visitors praised Falun Dafa and the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The Parklands was illuminated as night fell, where thousands of artistic lanterns were gradually lit along the riverbank, creating a dazzling spectacle. These vibrant, colorful lanterns complemented one another, forming a radiant sea of light. More than 10,000 residents and visitors participated in this grand, multicultural community event, sharing an unforgettable evening, a blend of color, culture, and music. Falun Dafa practitioners' Heavenly Maiden Dance, Waist Drum Team, Exercise Demonstration, and Dragon Dance were welcomed by parade attendees and were greeted with rounds of applause.
The Netherlands. Falun Gong practitioners protested recent arrests in Changchun, China, during a rally in front of the Chinese embassy in The Hague on July 29th. According to incomplete statistics from Minghui, 96 practitioners in Changchun, Jilin province were persecuted in the first half of 2026. The head of the Netherlands Falun Dafa Association, Ms. Wang Kai-yan, said, "According to reports, the authorities arrested practitioners and forcibly collected samples of their blood and saliva. Practitioners' personal items, including toothbrushes, hats, and bags, were also confiscated for biological sample collection." Ms. Wang called on the CCP to release all Falun Gong practitioners immediately and end the persecution. One practitioner named Ms. Liu Yanjun also spoke at the rally. She protested the most recent arrest of her sister, Ms. Liu Yanchun, a 74-year-old practitioner. This case has received close attention from human rights organizations.
South Africa. Falun Gong practitioners held introductory activities in Greenpoint Park in the city of Cape Town on August 1st. Many people were attracted to the soothing music as the practitioners did Falun Gong exercises. Passersby learned about the decades-long Chinese Communist Party's persecution and expressed their support for the spiritual practice. Practitioners reported that they contacted representatives and government officials to encourage them to call for justice.
Guam. Celebratory events commemorating Liberation Day were scheduled for July 18th this year. A visiting delegation of Taiwanese Falun Dafa practitioners, including a waist drum troupe, showed up to participate. Although the Liberation Day Grand Parade was canceled at the last minute due to a typhoon warning, practitioners followed the celebration organizers' arrangements and performed at a party at Tuo Man Night Market before proceeding to visit various tourist attractions and shopping malls across Guam. Practitioners also demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises and shared with local residents and tourists.
France. On July 17th and 18th, Falun Gong practitioners on the island of Reunion, a French overseas region, held events in the cities of Saint-Pierre, Saint-Denis, and Saint-Paul to mark 27 years of their opposing the communist persecution in China. They demonstrated the exercises, talked to people about Falun Gong, and raised awareness of the CCP's persecution of practitioners in China. Many people signed the petition calling for the crimes to end. Several said that respecting freedom of belief and putting an end to the persecution is society's shared responsibility. In France's mainland city of Nantes, practitioners set up a Falun Dafa information booth at Place Royale on August 1st. Many people read the display boards about the practice and its persecution. They also added their names to the petition. Shock and outrage were common responses when learning that healthy prisoners of conscience had their organs removed while they were alive.
Turkey. Falun Dafa practitioners gathered along the waterfront opposite the Chinese consulate in the city of Istanbul on July 18th for a peaceful protest against the persecution. Many people stopped and read their banners, printed in Turkish, English, and Chinese. They also held a candlelight vigil in memory of Falun Gong practitioners who've lost their lives due to the violence in the CCP's persecution and state-sanctioned organ harvesting. Many passersby stopped to talk with practitioners, condemned the persecution, and signed a petition calling for an end to the human rights abuses.
Ukraine. In the capital city of Kyiv, Falun Dafa practitioners observe the July 20, 1999 anniversary of the persecution in China. Clad in white clothing, symbolizing mourning and solemnity, they demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises. Some of the practitioners also sat in pairs in the lotus position throughout the three-hour event, holding portraits of fellow practitioners who died in China as a result of the persecution. An audio recording explaining Falun Dafa and the persecution in China was played continuously over a loudspeaker. Informative leaflets were given to passers-by, and many added their names to an anti-persecution petition.
Japan. Vietnam Festival 2026 was held at Funabashi Racecourse in the city of Chiba on July 18th and 19th. The event drew large crowds. Falun Dafa practitioners set up display boards in Japanese and Vietnamese outside the festival venue on both days to let visitors know about the practice and raise awareness about the CCP's persecution and its state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. Even though it rained on the first day, practitioners still talked to passers-by about the practice. Many Vietnamese and Japanese people expressed their support and condemned the oppression.
USA. The annual Yarmouth Clam Festival took place in the town of Yarmouth, Maine, on July 17. The Waist Drum Troop, made up of Falun Dafa practitioners from the states of Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and Maine, were invited to join the inaugural parade. This parade route covered a total distance of 1.5 miles and lasted just over an hour. When the practitioners played the songs Falun Dafa Is Good and Festive Celebration as they marched slowly along the parade route, the pure energy from Falun Dafa attracted many spectators who responded enthusiastically with their applause.
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. A 69-year-old woman in Xinjiang province died on October 3, 2025, while serving a 3-year, 8-month term for her faith in Falun Gong. Her family wasn't notified of her passing until after the prison authorities had cremated her body. Ms. Luo Chuanmei's death capped decades of persecution that she endured for exercising her constitutional right to freedom of belief. Her latest prison sentence stemmed from an arrest last year after she was reported talking to people about Falun Gong. The police raided her home and released her on bail shortly after. They then deceived her into reporting to them a month later and arrested her again. Ms. Luo was put into a detention center and abused until she was so weak she was unable to walk. A court sentenced her to 3 years and 8 months. Prior to her last incarceration, Ms. Luo was arrested numerous times over many years. She was previously given 2 years of forced labor and twice sentenced to 3 years in prison.
A woman in Heilongjiang province was still bedridden after surgery for cancer when a local court ordered her to be taken into custody to complete a 3-year term that she had previously been allowed to serve at home. Ms. Kong Ruimin's health deteriorated further due to the incarceration. She was released in October 2024 and died in December 2025. She was 68 years old. Ms. Kong's ordeal began in 2019 when her flagged ID triggered an alarm as she went through a security check at a train station. She had been blacklisted in the government system because she was a Falun Gong practitioner. A month later, she was detained with the charge of undermining law enforcement with a cult organization, the standard pretext used to frame Falun Gong practitioners. Ms. Kong developed severe abdominal pain after 40 days of detention. She was diagnosed with cancer after the guards took her to the hospital.
Ms. Song Yaping of Liaoning Province had just returned from grocery shopping when 3 men and 1 woman stopped her at the entrance of her apartment complex. The 4 agents took the 63-year-old to a local police station. During interrogation, the police questioned if Ms. Song had applied self-adhesive stickers bearing messages about Falun Gong in public places. She refused to answer and just kept reciting, "Falun Dafa is good." The police raided her home shortly after. They then took her to a light pole and took a picture of her standing next to it, likely to use as evidence that she had applied the Falun Dafa stickers to the pole. This is not the first time Ms. Song has been targeted for her faith, which she credits for enabling her to recover from severe heart condition and other ailments. She previously served a term of forced labor and also an 11-year prison term where she was tortured and suffered a stroke.
Four Falun Gong practitioners in Tian Shui City and one of their family members were sentenced to prison in July. Ms. Liu Qia was given 3 years and 2 months. Her husband, who does not practice Falun Gong, was given 1.5 years. Mr. Wang Shili and Mr. Yang Tangro were each sentenced to 2 years. Ms. Ma Zawan received 1 year and 8 months. Ms. Liu and her husband were arrested at home on the afternoon of December 23, 2024. The local police department confiscated their valuables and put them in the detention center the next night. The other three practitioners were arrested at their respective homes days later and also taken to the same detention center. Their cases were twice returned to the police department due to insufficient evidence. The police then fabricated additional evidence and eventually got them indicted. Their families were not notified of their trial and only learned of their wrongful convictions in July 2026.
Falun Dafa practitioners in Germany raise awareness of the persecution far and wide. Practitioners in Germany held peaceful protests in front of the Chinese embassy in Berlin and also Chinese consulates in the city of Hamburg, Düsseldorf, and Munich to raise awareness of the CCP's crimes against humanity. Their peaceful activities in many parts of Germany attracted much attention. 12 German political figures sent letters in support of their efforts. During the protest in front of the Chinese consulate in Hamburg on July 19th, Falun Gong practitioners demonstrated the exercises, displayed posters, and exposed the CCP's brutal persecution. They also read aloud an open letter to the Consul General of the Chinese consulate in German and Chinese. The letter called on the Consul General and staff members to stop participating in the persecution of Falun Gong and sever ties with the CCP. For years, the practitioners have protested every Saturday in front of the Chinese consulate in Hamburg. During this event, 5 consulate staff members repeatedly tried to convince the police that the practitioners were dangerous and that the event was illegal and needed to be dispersed. The police explained to them that it was a legal assembly and stressed that Falun Gong practitioners have the right to peaceful demonstration and that the event was monitored and protected by the police. An officer told Florian, a practitioner who helped organize the event, "For many years, Falun Gong has been known in Hamburg for its absolutely peaceful approach. Today, it's clear that the consulate staff couldn't even tolerate peaceful meditation. Usually, we stay briefly and return at the end, but today we ended up having to stay the entire time. We are not targeting you. We are just ensuring that there are not more complaints and your event can proceed smoothly." On July 20th, a large group of Falun Dafa practitioners did the exercises in front of the Chinese embassy in Berlin, despite the rain. Practitioners protested in front of the Chinese consulate in Düsseldorf on July 22nd. They exposed the brutality that practitioners have suffered in the persecution and mourned those who have passed away in China because of the persecution. A practitioner read aloud the names of 30 practitioners who have recently died and briefly described the torture they endured. 2 Chinese practitioners displayed photos of their family members who had refused to renounce their faith and been tortured to death as a result. A Falun Dafa practitioner named Ms. Schiff read an open letter to the Consul General of the Chinese Consulate in Düsseldorf. The letter exposed the CCP's crimes and encouraged the Consul General and staff not to participate in such unlawful and inhumane activity. Practitioners urged them to, quote, "uphold the Chinese Constitution and stop the persecution of Falun Gong, and have the courage to withdraw from the CCP and its affiliated organizations." At the July 22nd protest, in front of the Munich Chinese consulate, a practitioner read a letter of support from Dr. Jonas Geisler, a member of the German Bundestag. In his letter, Dr. Geisler condemned the CCP's persecution, which, he noted, lasts for over a quarter century. A reporter from a local radio station in Munich provided coverage of the event.
Visitors learn about Falun Dafa at Lake Ontario Community. The city of Oswego in upstate New York hosted the annual Oswego Harbor Fest from July 23rd to July 26th. The stunning lakeside scenery and the diverse array of activities drew visitors from across the United States. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the event all 4 days. They demonstrated the exercises, introduced Falun Dafa, and explained the facts about the persecution and encouraged attendees to sign a petition calling for the U.S. Senate to pass S-4009, the Falun Gong and Victims of Forced Organ Harvesting Protection Act. The sight of practitioners doing graceful exercises to calming music prompted many tourists to stop and take photos. Practitioners explained that Falun Dafa is a high-level cultivation method rooted in the Buddhist tradition and is based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Since its public introduction in 1992, the practice has spread to more than 100 countries and regions around the world, benefiting the minds and bodies of millions of its practitioners. When visitors learned that such a peaceful cultivation practice has been subjected to ongoing persecution in China for the past 27 years, they were shocked, read the truth clarification materials, and spoke at length with practitioners. Ms. Chun Lan, originally from China, lives nearby. By talking with the practitioner, she learned that Falun Gong practitioners in China are persecuted by the communist regime because they remain steadfast in their belief. Alarmed and angry, she said she had sincere respect for the practitioner's long-standing perseverance in calling for an end to the persecution using peaceful means. She said, "We are fortunate to have come to the United States. This is now our home. Every Chinese person living in the United States has a responsibility to cherish this land, contribute to its development, and ensure that America continues to serve as a beacon of freedom and hope for the world." After understanding a bit about Falun Dafa, a 70-year-old local couple, Frank and Terry, complimented the practitioners for participating in community events. They hope that more people who have been persecuted by the CCP will speak out about their personal experience so that more Americans can know about the harm of communism. They also said that they would encourage their church friends to write letters to the two U.S. senators from New York, urging them to support the passage of S-4009, the Falun Gong, and Victims of Forced Organ Harvesting Protection Act. A tourist named Tom said that he had tried meditation and had always been interested in it. When he learned that copies of Juan Falun, the main book of the practice, were available for sale and that instructions for the exercises were being offered for free at the Falun Dafa booth, he purchased the book and exclaimed, "This is what I've always been looking for." Visitors readily used their mobile phones to sign the online petition, urging their state senators to support the passage of Bill S-4009. People also said that they would share the petition link to encourage more people to help put an end to the CCP's forced organ harvesting.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China, and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.